You know, I've always been intrigued by details, so having small details is, well, it reminds me of the infinite in some way, because, you know, we think of the infinite as large, I guess, but I always get more intrigued by that concept when I think about small. So even when I was drawing or weaving or anything, I like the smaller details. There's just something really joyful about tiny little things that pop up in a composition. But since we did discuss how scale is personal, you know, I'm using the 1-inch space here and dividing that because I really like the 1-inch square and I'm comfortable with that. But the same method can be used no matter what size you're comfortable with. So if you're more comfortable with 2 or 3-inch squares, then you can use this method to divide the space into the 1-inch squares. If the puzzle piece method for the smaller pieces is just not enjoyable for you or not doable. And so I think also, you know, when you're talking about using tiny pieces, pieces are just too tiny to use the puzzle piece method, but they can be stitched together, either seamed or perhaps just laid one on top of the other to build a larger piece. So this method may allow you to use them as puzzle pieces after they've been put together in some way. So you can handle teeny weeny pieces that can't be made, you know, into folded over puzzle pieces, and you know, and that's just a way to make them useful. But by framing them into a more organized way, like into squares, then you make them fit into the puzzle in some way.